Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Can't be sleeping, keep on waking. Is that the woman next to me? Guilt is burning, inside I'm hurting. This ain't a feeling I can keep. So blame it on the night.
Welcome to the TaxSlayer pregame show here from North Augusta, South Carolina. Friday night baseball on a blisteringly hot and humid day on the Georgia-Lina border. Green Jackets taking on the Mudcats for a pivotal game four here in this series. The Green Jackets won the first two games of the series, but the Mudcats snapped a season-long eight-game winless streak with their victory yesterday. 7-2 was the final. The Mudcats put up 14 hits in the game, two more than the most hits the Green Jackets had allowed in one contest previously. And the Green Jackets were held hitless through the first six innings. They'll be looking to reverse those fortunes today as, once again, we welcome you into the TaxSlayer pregame show. No pregame player featured today, but we have a very special one that will air tomorrow and Sunday. Had a chance to sit down with Sunday's starting pitcher for the visiting Mudcats, local kid Will Childers, who has overcome a lot in his career. He'll have a ton of family and friends present on Sunday as he will make what is his first professional start in just his third professional appearance. With all that said, Green Jackets and Mudcats doing battle today. The Mudcats, well, they might have been unlucky in the first two games of this series. They have averaged 10 hits per game, including those 14 hits yesterday. 29 hits over those three games. They lost 2 one-run contests. Augusta picked up the win on Tuesday by a score of 4-3, and then a 6-5 win on Wednesday. Yesterday, though, it seemed like there was some big-time regression, as not only did their pitching staff perform very well, they ended up with 12 singles in the game, 14 hits, and just two of them were for extra bases. And when you're giving up three hits and recording 14 of your own, well, the numbers are going to be in your favor. The Green Jackets, meanwhile, despite winning the first two games in the series, have just 14 hits over the three games. That's 4.8 hits per game. Admittedly, seven of those 14 hits have been home runs, and four of them have been from Jeremy Celedonio. I asked him today if he thought he had another one on the way today, and he said if God wills it. We'll have to wait and see if he can hit number 12. Four home runs in three games is the most in a single series for the Green Jackets this year. He's got three games to try and set that record. Speaking of home runs in a series, the Green Jackets' next home run will match their single series high. That was against Kannapolis back in May. Seven homers in three games. Well, you're going to expect to win a lot of those contests. And when Augusta hits two or more home runs in a game, they are 13-1. The number when they hit just one home run or more is 21-14. But when you lead the league in homers and have hit more or less exactly a home run per game, well, the numbers are going to be a little bit different. It'll be Owen Murphy on the mound for the Green Jackets tonight, trying to kickstart his month of June. He was excellent in April and May, really good numbers, a little bit of hard contact at the end of the month. But so far in June, it's been a bit of a struggle over his last two outings. Just 3 2/3 innings of work so far this month. And last time, he failed to make it out of the first inning, although he did get some real tough luck, including an error in the field behind him and a tough catcher's interference call that prolonged the frame. Murphy, in his first couple of outings this year, was really lights out. And in fact, his last outing of May, he ended up striking out 7, a career high, despite giving up 2 home runs. He's looking to get back to April and May, Owen Murphy. And of course, still just 19 years of age, it is a long season. He is opposed by the Nicaraguan Alexander Vallecillo, who makes his second start since coming back from injury. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch. Beautiful Friday in North Augusta, South Carolina. First pitch in a moment here on Bally Live and the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
It's a beautiful evening for Friday Night Baseball, the last Friday Night home game of this first half of the 2023 season. And the Green Jackets are looking to pick up at least a series split, which they can clinch with a victory this evening. On the mound, Owen Murphy, 6-1, 190, the righty out of Illinois, last year's first-round draft pick of the Atlanta Braves, looking to kickstart his season here in his 10th start of the year. Mentioned earlier on the Tax Slayer pregame show how excellent he was in April and May. The last two outings have been a bit rough, but there's no time to break out of a slump like the present. The Mudcats coming into today, 4 games over 500, looking to keep their very faint postseason hopes alive. Their elimination number is 3, as the Down East Wood Ducks look to be on the verge of clinching a postseason berth in their final season, or one of their final seasons, in Kinston, North Carolina. The lineup for the Mudcats is pretty similar to what we've seen over the course of this week. Not a whole lot of changes, 1 through 6. Gregory Barrios is the leadoff man. He was excellent defensively yesterday. Luis Lara plays his second straight game since coming back from a week off of injury. Edbert Perez, that's 3rd. He homered the other day. Kalen Nicasia drove in the winning run yesterday and is in the cleanup spot. Luke Adams got yesterday off. He's had a rough start to this series, and he's got an interesting history with Owen Murphy himself. We'll talk about that as the night goes on. Jace Avina, that's 6th. He also got yesterday off, and he has been slumping in the month of June in a big way. Jeremy Vargas, that's 7th, while Jesus Parra is in the 8th spot, and Jose Cibrian, the catcher, gets his second game behind the plate. Green Jackets in their Friday night reds with the white pants, the blue caps, and the red brims. It is a Braves buzz fest here every Friday night home game. The Green Jackets wear red to celebrate their affiliation with the Atlanta Braves. The next home Friday night game, by the way, for the Green Jackets, Blooper, America's most beloved and irreverent mascot, at least on Twitter, will be in the house. Murphy goes right on right with Barrios. First pitch is fouled off, and that's how we get underway here. Time of first pitch, 7:04. 89 degrees, the real feel as of right now, 94. It is brutally hot And it's not getting any better for the rest of the summer. 0-1 breaking ball popped up. Left side over towards the foul line in left field. Long run for Werkinger. And it's going to bloop in a foot inside the foul line for a leadoff double. And that is some bad luck for Owen Murphy. That one just nubbed off the end of the bat and dropped where no one was. It'll go down in the book as a leadoff double. And that'll bring up Luis Lara. Yesterday, 2-for-4, a single, a double. A stolen base, also got caught stealing home, hitting 309. Batting left, slices this pitch foul, nearly got his manager in the head, Victor Estevez, over there in the third base coach's box. Coaching first, David Valdez, as we got the exit velocity on that bloop double, 75 miles an hour. Runner's going for third, it's taken for a ball. Diamond won't have a throw, he bobbled it on the transfer, and it's a stolen base of third for Barrios. The Green Jackets have thrown out more base stealers than anyone else in the league, both by percentage and by actual number. 32% caught stealing as a team, 45 men caught. But now the go-ahead run is at third with no one out for a good contact hitter. And this one line towards center field, it should get the run in. Coming in fast is Collins, and he can't get there. It slides past him, and Lara will take second on an RBI double. And it's 1-0 Mudcats, who are picking up right where they left off. Collins made a spectacular grab yesterday in left field that really showcased his defensive range, and that one just abated him. 74 miles an hour off the bat there, so two extremely softly hit balls. Runner on second, 1-0 the score. First pitch breaking ball popped a mile high in the air. Dawson Diamond in foul territory, as is Justin Janis, the first baseman, and he will make the catch, one away. Green Jackets defense, Corey Acton plays at third for the second straight game. Ambioris Tavares is at short, EJ Exposito at second, Justin Janis at first. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate. From left to right in the outfield, Ethan Werkinger, Tyler Collins, and Bryson Worrell. One away runner on second, 1-0 Mudcats here in the first. And the pitch is taken for a ball at 77 miles an hour. Last time out, Murphy just two-thirds of an inning of work. The time before that was limited to just three full frames, looking for some distance tonight. And the pitch caught on and missed by Nicasia. 3-for-11 on the series. He drove in the second and third runs of the game yesterday, as with runners on second and third, he singled them both home. And that would end up being the winning run, with the final score being 7-2. 1-1 the count, one away. Big lead for Lara at second. The pitch is taken for a ball. Huge secondary lead off the bag for Luis Lara. He got almost halfway to third with the infield shifted to the left, to the pull side of Kalen Nicasia. 2-1. Thought foul, breaking ball in on the hands. Nicasia, born in Oss in the Netherlands, but grew up primarily in Curacao. In fact, his grandfather runs one of the biggest baseball academies on the island that's produced the likes of Kenley Jansen and Didi Gregorius, amongst others. 2-2. Taken, called, strike three. He froze him with a heater, and there is out number two of the inning. 95 from Owen Murphy. That's the best velo we've seen over the course of this year. And there is the second out. That'll bring up Luke Adams, 1-for-7 on the series. Adams got yesterday off, singled in his last game, went 1-for-4, and went 0-for-3 with a walk on Tuesday. Really active batting stance, not terribly efficient. First pitch breaking ball taken just up high. 1-0 the score. Lara, with an RBI double, is on second. One-oh pitch. outside and low. These two are very familiar with each other. Adams out of Hinsdale, Illinois. His high school was 7 miles down the road from Owen Murphy's high school, Riverside Brookfield. They were both named to the All-State team together for their class in baseball. And this pitch is taken down low, 3-0. Adams draws a lot of walks, also strikes out a good bit, and as you can see from his batting stance, there's a little bit of refining to do. Very active hands and not afraid to wiggle around in the box, but up in the count here, 3-0 runners going for third. The pitch taken high. Diamond won't have a throw because the batter was running out of the batter's box in front of him. And there is a walk, and that'll put runners at the corners with two away. So Lara will get credited with a stolen base of third. Adams on at first, and Jace Avina steps up to the plate looking to break out of a slump of his own. Avina 6-for-37 in his last 10 games. That's a 162 average. 1-for-6 with a couple of strikeouts this series for the man out of Nevada. 1-0 the score. Mudcats already on top. And the first pitch, fastball taken for a strike, sizzling in at 92. On deck, Jeremy Vargas, who broke an 0-for-13 with a couple of knocks yesterday. Left side of the infield and outfield in sun, the rest in shadow. Runners going for second. The pitch cut on miss. Diamond throws to second, and it goes into the outfield. Lara's going to head home, and that will put another run on the board for the Mudcats. 2-0 on a throwing error from Dawson Diamond, and the Mudcats will double their lead. It looked like they tried to do the same play that resulted in a caught stealing of home for Luis Lara yesterday, but the throw sailed away to the right side of the bag, and it went all the way into center field where Collins was there to pick it up. So Lara scores, and Adams takes second. It's 2-0 Mudcats, and the 0-2 taken, called, strike three. Murphy freezes him, and that will retire this side. Bottom of the second coming up, some soft contact and an error puts two runners on the board. 2-0 Mudcats, Augusta to the plate when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Bottom of the first coming up here from North Augusta. Owen Murphy gets through that first inning, gives up one earned run. It's in the books right now, actually, as both of them being earned, although not totally sure about that with the error scoring the other runner. Nonetheless, we're here in the bottom of the first. The score is 2-0 Mudcats on top. And towing the rubber is Alexander Vallecillo, 6 feet 2 inches tall, 150 pounds, out of Managua, Nicaragua. And leading it off is Ambioris Tavares. 0-for-3 yesterday. First pitch misses down and away. Vallecillo making his second start since missing some time with an injury. Last time out went 2 innings. Did not give up a run. Walked a couple, struck out one. The big righty delivers, and it's taken inside and low, 2-0. The man calling the balls and strikes today is Travis Brewer. Trey Ward is on the bases. This has probably been the best umpired series that we have seen so far this year to this point. 2-0 to Tavares, and it is on the inside corner for a strike. Tavares is leading it off. Justin Janis bats second. Ethan Workinger with his three homers on the series, bats third. Bryson Worrell in the cleanup spot looking for his first hit of the series. 2-1. Inside, 3-1. Jeremy Celedonio, four homers in three games, bats fifth. EJ Exposito, three for his last 28, is batting sixth. And batters 7-9, Acton, Diamond, and Collins. Hitters count here to Tavares. 3-1 is down low, and Tavares earns a walk, and the leadoff man is aboard for the Green Jackets. Well, Augusta struggled to get on base in a big way yesterday. They were no-hit through the first six innings of the game. Ethan Werkinger led off the seventh with a single, and Celedonio followed it up with a first-pitch moonshot home run, 405 feet. But that was all their scoring, and looking for better fortunes at the plate tonight. The lefty, Justin Janis, digs into the box. Infield shifted over for him. A lot of space to the left side. Tavares with a big lead here. And the pitch up and away. Janis 2-for-9 with a couple of walks over the course of this series. He had the other hit, the third hit yesterday for the Green Jackets. Two runs on three hits, and that was all. 2-0 Mudcats on top. And a 1-0 pitch. Pickoff throw comes to first instead. Tavares slides back in safely. He stole two bases on Tuesday night, did Tavares. Third on the team in stolen bases. He does lead the team in caught stealings, though. He's been caught seven times. And he's got a big lead here. Cibrian is a very good defensive catcher. And he's going. 1-0, fouled off. Hit and run. And that one ends up over by the parking garage. The Green Jackets, four hits on Tuesday night, but all four of them were home runs. Just the seventh time in baseball history that happened. Seven hits on Wednesday night in the 6-5 win, but then just, again, the three hits yesterday. Being out-hit 2-1 this series so far as Janis takes the ball. In the dirt, it's 2-1. Carolina, the book on them coming into this week is that they would single you to death, and that was certainly the case yesterday. Those 12 singles to go along with a double and a triple. Tavares, again, a big lead off of first. He's going again. Pitch taken high for a ball. The throw down to second is in time. Tavares gets caught for the eighth time this year, one away. Cibrian is a very good defensive catcher. Mentioned it at the top of the broadcast, but this is one of the better teams defensively when it comes to throwing out would-be base stealers, and he has now caught 9 of the 22 runners who have tried to steal a base on him this year. Good for 42% on the year. This pitch taken for a strike, and the count goes full on Janis. So no one on and one away. Augusta down 2. Thiasio working from the full windup. The pitch is taken outside, ball 4. So back-to-back walks to begin the game from Thiasio. It is unlikely that he will go more than 2 innings today. Not only are the Brewers as an organization very cautious with their arms, it's a very fresh bullpen. As Ethan Werkinger steps in, hitting 270, tied with Justin Janis for the team lead. He's reached base in 7 straight games. And the first pitch to him is a fastball in for a strike. 5-for-11 on the series with 7 runs batted in. Drove in a career-high 5 in the win on Wednesday. 2 solo home runs on Tuesday night. Tied with Celedonio for the team lead in with 11. And the 0-1. Same pitch, same result. Gets the bottom of the zone. 91 miles an hour that time from Vallecillo, just 20 years of age. And out of Nicaragua, not a whole lot of Nicaraguans in major or minor league baseball, for that matter. 0-2. Lifted on the left side of the infield. Going back is the third baseman, Adams, as is the shortstop. And it will be caught by the shortstop, Barrios, at the very last moment. Nearly a Bermuda Triangle, and instead out number 2.
Right fielder. After our cleanup hitter, number 32, Bryson Worrell.
The defensive alignment for the visitors. Jose Cibrian is behind the plate with Adams at third, Barrios at short. Vargas plays at second. He comes in from the outfield, and Parra at first. Jay Savina is in left, Lara in center, and Kayla Nicasia in right. Runner on first, two away. Green Jackets down 2-0 in the bottom of inning number one. Bryson Worrell steps in and lines the first pitch to left field. It's shallow. Same spot as the last play. Avina coming over in foul ground, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So two walks and one left, but no runs or hits as the Green Jackets go scoreless in the first. Murphy back out to the mound. 7-8-9 coming up. It's 2-0 with the Mudcats on top here in North Augusta.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Views. 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 Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Oh, top of the second here at SRP Park. Green Jackets down 2-0 with the Mudcats bottom of the order coming up. 7-9. It is Vargas, Para, and Cibrian, who have combined to go six for their last, excuse me, as a bee comes into my booth. It's getting to be that time of year. They've combined to go six for their last 38. Not distracted by a wasp, not the first time, and nor will it be the last this summer. Vargas steps in, first pitch outside, 1-0. Two hits in that first inning, a leadoff double for Barrios, and then a double for Lara. Both hit softly as Murphy gets a strike here. It's 1-1. Murphy, 19 years of age, won't turn 20 until late September. 1-1. Waved at and missed. Not even close with that excellent breaking ball away. And calling time is Vargas. He was 0 for his last 13 before yesterday. Had two singles in a 2-for-5 game, so 2 for his last 18. Hitting 237, 12 runs batted in. The 1-2, tried the breaking ball that time, bounced it up, and the count evens up. Two-two. Poked foul, just staying alive. Owen Murphy, no Nikes on his feet, as he's a New Balance guy. And more than that, he is using his partnership to help get some of his fellow teammates some new pairs of shoes. 2-2, off the end of the bat. Murphy leaps on the mound to catch it, and he'll underhand to first for the out. Pitchers are athletes, too. Call that a little self-care, as he helps his own cause with the 1-3 ground out. And that'll put one away for Jesus Parra, 2-for-5 yesterday with a couple singles.
Our Miller Lite better in the game. He strikes out. 16 outs, Miller Lite trash are $3 for the rest of the inning.
Ready on, ready to match up. 2-0 the score here in the top of the second. Mudcats on top, looking for their second straight win. The Mudcats are 19-11 on the road this year, tied for their winningest road record through 30 games. This first half of the year nearly at a close, but tied for their most, or the best record, rather, through 30 road games in franchise history. Last time a team did this for them was in 2005. 2-0. Taken up and away. 91 for Murphy. Didn't miss by much. 3-0 count. One walk for Murphy in the first inning with a couple of strikeouts, both looking. 3-0 pitch. Up and in, and ball four. So Parra is aboard. And that'll bring up Jose Cibrian. Cibrian homered in the ninth inning to make it a one-run game on Wednesday night. Two for his last 17, five for his last 36, but he does have three homers on the season, the most for him in a single season in his career. And he lines this one to short, caught on one bounce by Tavares to second for one to first, double play. And the side is retired. 6-4-3 they go, and Murphy faces the minimum in inning number two. Bottom second coming up, and it's Celedonio, four home runs in his last three games, who will lead it off when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the second at SRP Park. Score is 2-0. Mudcats on top. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Green Jackets, starting off with Jeremy Celedonio, who is as hot can be. 4-for-9 on the series with two walks. All four of his hits have left the yard. He has hit almost 1,500 feet worth of bombs in the last three games. Hitting just 176 with an OPS approaching 800. Tied for the team lead in runs batted in with 28. Tied for the team leads in homers with 11. And also leads the team in walks with 33. And he leads it off here. Pitch is, well, it hits him on the arm. So, well, there's one way to be sure that you're not going to get a pitch to hit is to drill him on the elbow. And that's what Vallecillo does. And Celedonio will take his base the hard way.
By the Green Jackets, second baseman, number two, E.J. Exposito.
As E.J. Exposito is next to the plate. So two walks and a hit by pitch so far for Vallecillo. Perhaps not been at his sharpest, and again, he's only thrown 21 innings on the season as a result of that injury. Celedonio on first. Exposito pops his pitch foul and out of play. 0-for-7 with a couple strikeouts on the series is Expo. 3-for-his-last-28. But when he gets hot, he stays hot, and it is an impressive thing to watch. 28 runs batted in, again tied with a man on first for the team lead. 0-1, breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner. Green Jackets down 2-0 here, looking for their first base hit of the ball game in the bottom of the second. As of yesterday, the Green Jackets eliminated from postseason contention in the first half. 0-2, tipped foul and into the netting. We'll do it again. But that's not really a surprise. Green Jackets came into this series in fourth. They are still two games back of Kannapolis, who are the team ahead of them in third. And really, the losing 5-of-6 to Myrtle Beach took them out of the postseason picture. 0-2, taken outside for a ball. The nice thing, though, is that the format for the Carolina League is, as it is across all of minor league baseball, the first half winners from each division qualify, as do the second half winners. So next week on Friday in Delmarva, the season begins anew. Celedonio, a big lead, 1-2 pitch. Fastball hammered to center field. Lara's going back towards the track. He looks up. It is off the wall. Celedonio hits second. He's going for third. Exposito will stop there. They're going to wave Celedonio home. Throw is cut off by the shortstop and bobbled, and he slides in safely. And it's a 2-1 ball game as Exposito lines one off the wall to cut the deficit in half. Celedonio was only halfway to second when that ball hit off the green. Not sure if Lara was going to get there in time, and he ended up going 270-plus feet. Not the cleanest slide at a home plate, but it'll get the job done nonetheless. Lara went hard into the wall, but he looks like he is okay. He waves the trainers back to the dugout. So runner on second. It is now a 2-1 ball game. Corey Acton next to the plate. Exposito's going for third. Pitch is taken. Throw down is in time. They got him. And he is caught stealing. Second caught stealing of the game for Cibrian, who is approaching the 50% threshold for caught stealings. This is just his 15th game behind the plate. But two caught stealings already. Acton fouls this one off, so no one on, and now a 2-1 ball game. Seventh double of the year for Exposito. Picks up his team-leading 29th run batted in, just outside the top 10 in the league. The pitch taken down low by Acton. 0 for 5 this series with two walks. He has reached base in 10 consecutive games. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him on a breaking ball that time. Two to Acton. Up and away. Breaking ball sailed on him a little bit. Acton will be going up against one of his good friends and college teammates and Augusta native Will Childers on Sunday. Had a good chance to talk with both of them today on the field during BP. 3-2. Up and away, ball four, and Acton extends it to an 11-game on-base streak. They agreed mutually that they're going to go best on best for the first pitch of their at-bat, meaning Childers is going to reach back and throw as hard as he can, and Acton is going to go in there swinging on the first pitch. Childers said it was either that or he was going to go up and in with a fastball on the first pitch. So Dawson Diamond steps to the plate, Acton on first. One away, one run home in the bottom of the second. 2-1 the score. And Diamond takes a strike, 0-for-3 with a walk on Wednesday night. He's reached in three straight games. He's drawn four walks in his last three games as well. Acton has a couple of stolen bases already. He extends his lead here. And he's going. 0-1. Swung on and missed. High fastball, and Cibrian bobbles the transfer and can't get a throw off. So it is a stolen base for Corey Acton.
And there is the stolen base.
Fourth stolen base of the season for Acton, who only joined the team on May 30th. 0-2 on Diamond. Big hole on the left side of the infield. Runner in scoring position, the tying run. 0-2. Checked his swing, went around, and that is strike three. First strikeout of the day for Vallecillo, and there's two away here in the frame.
Center fielder Tyler Collins.
Vallecillo has gotten some good help from his battery mate, the 24-year-old Jose Cibrian behind the dish. He is responsible for, at this point, two of the five outs in the game. That'll bring up Tyler Collins. Two for his last 21, 0-for-6 this series, with a tying run on second. Good speed both at the plate and on the bases. First pitch fastball, low for a ball. A little bit of movement in the Mudcats bullpen. Again, suspected that Vallecillo wouldn't go more than two or three innings coming back from injury. 1-0. And Collins takes a ball. On deck, Ambiori's Tavares, who walked in the first. Acta not being held on here with two away, but with the runner already caught stealing at third this frame, you wouldn't want to make the first and the third out at third base. It's two cardinal sins in one. 2-0, taken down low. Green Jackets have already drawn three walks and also gotten a hit by pitch. One hit, but five base runners for the Green Jackets, two of which have been caught stealing. Green light count here, 3-0 to Collins with a runner on second, two away. And Viacio bluffs the throw to second, spinning off the rubber.
Oh, no, you don't.
Cooling off here just a little bit, now down to the high 80s. Real feel still at 90. I think I lost about half a pound in just water weight alone being out in the field during BP today. 3-0, inside ball four. And the fourth walk of the game in two innings puts Collins aboard. So two on now and two out for Ambiori Tavares as the pitching coach comes out to the mound. It is Michael O'Neill as the infield gathers around here and a man begins to throw in the bullpen. Not a single left-handed pitcher on this roster and only three true left-handed bats, one of which is on the injured list. So this is a righty-dominant team, the likes of which we don't really see. It's in stark contrast to teams like Charleston, who have six left-handed bats in the lineup at any given time. Looks like the man who is up and throwing is Shane Smith, undrafted free agent signing a couple years ago, who went to Governor's Academy and Massachusetts out of Danvers.
Welcome to the game, Jenna Talkin. Couldn't make the meeting this morning, but hey.
Was really good at Wake Forest in a couple of years there as both a starter and a reliever. Before that, Tavares is at the plate. 2-1 the score. Mudcats on top. Green Jackets with runners on first and second and two away here in the bottom of inning number two. Couple back-to-back walks, and the first pitch hits Tavares. And he will take his base. Viacio really struggling to locate, and he has been since the beginning of this game. And Tavares, not pleased, but takes his base. And I suppose if you were to pick a pitch to get hit on, a 79-mile-an-hour curveball is probably the one you'd choose. So the bases have been loaded here with Acton, who walked on third, Collins on second, and Tavares on first. Janis walked his first time up. Infield and outfield deep. The pitch is taken down low for a ball. Someone in the crowd yells, "Hit him again." Already two hit by pitches this inning. Already four walks and two hit by pitches for Viacio. And the bases are juiced. Outside and low. No reason to swing here if you're Justin Janis. After a four-pitch walk to Collins, Tavares took a ball and then got hit with a 1-0. So now eight consecutive pitches outside of the strike zone from Viacio. Really struggling right now. 16 strikes on 39 pitches. And this one misses outside. Snap throw to third. Barely corralled by Adams. And a 3-0 count here has the Green Jackets on the verge of tying the game up on a walk. And that would have to do it for Viacio, you would imagine. Pitch, down low, ball four. And Janis will drive in his 21st run of the year as three walks and a hit by pitch has tied us up at two apiece. Just a nightmarish inning here in the second for Viacio. We'll wait to see how ready the arm in the bullpen is as no movement on the top step of the dugout yet as stepping in is Ethan Werkinger.
First, left fielder Ethan Werkinger.
Ethan Werkinger, 5 for 12, already 7 runs home in the series with the bases loaded and 2 away. First pitch is in for a strike. Tavares is on second with Collins on third and Janis drawing that RBI walk off of first. All tied up at two apiece. 0-1. Grounded up the middle. Second baseman ranging over. It's off the second base bag. One run into score. Here comes the second run as taking third is Janis. And it's a two RBI single for Werkinger, driving in runs 8 and 9 for him this series. And Augusta has scored 4 in the frame. It is 4-2 Green Jackets. Maybe just a little bit of fortune as that one hit off the back of the second base bag and misdirected the second baseman Vargas, but that will not matter in the slightest to the scoreboard. 4 runs home already with 2 runners on base, and Vallecillo's second outing back from injury has not gone as planned. We've got a pitching change here in North Augusta. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. 4-2 Green Jackets here in the top, rather bottom, of inning number 2.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
And we are back here in the bottom of inning number 2. 4 runs home for Augusta. This frame, Werkinger drives in a pair. He is on first. Justin Janis is on third. The inning began with a Celedonio hit by pitch. He scored on Exposito's RBI double. Exposito was then thrown out trying to steal third. And then after that, it all fell apart for Vallecillo, the starter, as he walked the next two, then hit Tavares to load the bases, and then a bases-loaded walk to Janis drove in a run, and Ethan Werkinger drove in a pair, up to 9 runs batted in on the series. So Tyler Worley is into the game out of Tiffin in Ohio, Bradner, Ohio native, Bryson Worrell in here with two away and runners at the corners. 4 runs home in this half inning. First pitch taken down low for a ball.
Once again, now pitching number 45, Tyler Worley.
Worley's dad also in the Tiffin University Hall of Fame. And this one crushed but foul. Just got out in front of it a little bit. That one, 107 miles an hour off the bat of Bryson Worrell, 400 feet, but about 15 feet inside of the foul pole. One and two the count, with Janis at third, Werkinger at first. 4 runs home in this half inning, Augusta on top by 2. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, taken for a ball. Werkinger delayed steal, he'll get to second without a throw. Almost baiting Cibrian into throwing down, maybe trying to get Janis a chance at home plate. But Werkinger will come away with the stolen base. So now second and third with a 2-2 count. Worrell, the ninth man to bat in the inning. Celedonio, who led it all off, getting hit by the first pitch, is on deck. The 2-2. Nubbed off the plate and foul as Cibrian alert to it, but grabs it behind Worrell in the batter's box. Worley gets the sign, 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, got him on a fastball down and in. But the Green Jackets send up nine men to the plate, four of them cross, and Augusta has wrapped up the second inning on top, 4-2. We'll head to inning number three, Murphy out to the mound, when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Lead it off with Buckhead. Shortstop, Greg Rosario.
Top of the order here for the Mudcats in the top of inning number three. Murphy back out onto the mound. Berrios in the box. Augusta now on top, 4-2. First pitch is taken just outside for a ball. Murphy, two complete innings of work so far. The double play that ended the second inning seems a long time ago. 1-0 pitch is in the dirt. Murphy, 29 pitches through two innings. Gave up a walk to Parra back in the last frame and then got a 6-4-3 double play from Cibrian to end it. Two runs, two hits for the Mudcats. Four runs, two hits for Augusta. 2-0, line towards left, and it'll drop in for a base hit as Workinger is there to cut it off. Just split the distance between Tavares and Workinger out in left. So a 2-for-2 start to the evening for Barrios, and he is aboard. That'll bring up Luis Lara, RBI double, albeit a bloop one for him back in the first. 10 for his last 20. Hitting .315. First pitch, line towards left field, and again it gets through between the shortstop and third baseman. First pitch swinging. And the first two men are aboard in inning number three.
Designated hitter, number six, Hedbert Perez.
That'll bring up Hedbert Perez, and he popped out in inning number one. If you're wondering how the name Hedbert Perez came to be, it is a portmanteau, a mashup of his parents' names. His dad, Robert Perez, was a longtime major leaguer back in the 80s and 90s. First pitch, breaking ball, grounded fair. Janis fields it. His only play will be to go to the bag himself at first. And it is functionally a productive out as a three unassisted ground out puts Berrios at third and Lara at second. One away. Back to Hedbert Perez. His mother's name is Yulhed, and his father is Robert, hence Hedbert. His older brother is Robert Perez Jr., which is perhaps a little bit less creative than Hedbert, but neither here nor there. First pitch taken down and in by Nicasio, who struck out looking in the first. Murphy, a pair of strikeouts to his name so far, also two walks. Runners on second and third with one away. Infield back, Augusta up two runs, 4-2. 1-0, line towards right, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. One runner's in to score. They will stop the other runner at third. Lara will hold up. And it's an RBI single for Nicasia, And the lead is back down to 1-4-3.
Third baseman, number 28, Luke Adams, our Bojangles, Bowberry Biscuit batter in the game.
So Berrios scores, Lara on at third, and Nicasi at first. Runners at the corners, one away for Luke Adams, who walked in inning number one. These two used to compete against each other in high school. Their high schools in neighboring towns. And the first pitch here, down and away at 92. Baseball world's a small one. They're standing 60 feet apart, but about 800 miles from both of their homes. Pickoff throw comes to first. Nicasia dives back in. Lara very aggressive off of third, not being held on, with a double play possibility in order. Infield up the middle, aside from Janice holding on the runner at first. Already seen a number of double steals attempted, and this pitch is driven towards left center field. Coming in is Collins, racing in. He gets there. Lara is going to try to tag. Collins' throw is a bullet, and it keeps Lara back at the third base bag. That was a rocket of a throw from Collins. It's not going to go in any scorebook, but it likely keeps the tying run on the bag at third. He airmailed that one from center field about 30 feet back of the infield to Dawson Diamond on a line. That was a rope. And it takes away the possibility of a productive out. So two away now. Runners still on the corners for Jay Savina. Struck out looking to end the first. 4-3 the score. Top of the third. Runners going for second. The pitch taken. Diamond throws to second. And it is in time. Diamond nabs Nicasia at second base. And some great defense from center field and behind the plate. Strands the tying run at third in inning number three. Caught stealing will send us to the bottom of the frame. Augusta still on top by a score of 4-3.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the bottom of inning number three. Green Jackets on top by a score of 4-3. As Ethan Workinger's 2 RBI single is the difference right now, as it'll be the same 3 due to bat that led off last inning. Augusta did not batter down, but they did send 9 men to the plate. So Jeremy Celedonio in to lead it off got hit by the only pitch he saw earlier in this game. Later scored on Exposito's RBI double. Back on the mound is Worley. The first pitch to Celedonio saws him off towards shallow right center field. Second baseman back, and Vargas, the second baseman, will make the catch. And that'll bring up E.J. Exposito. Worley, non-drafted free agent signing at the end of last summer, pitched in the Coastal Plains League, the CPL. Yeah. Out of Tiffin in Ohio, part of the GMAC, the D2 athletic conference there. A couple of younger brothers. Coming into today, ERA just underneath 4, 0-1 to Exposito, outside and low. Appearance number 12 of the year for him. He has started a game, also saved one, and has gone the distance as a reliever a fair bit this year. 1-1, taken for a strike. Not a whole lot of velocity. But in his last five outings, has gone between four and five innings in each one. And he only has two outings on the season of shorter than three innings. 1-2, taken high at the letters to Exposito. 2-2 the count. RBI double for him temporarily put him in the lead for the Green Jackets with 29 before Workinger surpassed him in the same inning. 2-2, taken outside and low. Batters are hitting 235 against him this year, a whip of 121. 40 strikeouts, though, to 14 walks, almost a 3-1 ratio. Pretty good stuff from Worley. 3-2, taken. Ooh, called strike three. That was low, and it was indeed out of the zone. Exposito is talking with the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. And for the first time this series, really had to take a look at the electronic strike zone. That was indeed low and out of the zone. And that'll bring up Corey Acton, two away here in inning number three. Acton walked and stole second last inning. And he'll take a ball here. Green Jackets, the most walks they've taken in a game this year was 13, and they actually lost that game to Myrtle Beach a month ago today. Acton lines this one, though, to right field, and it's in for a base hit. So he has now reached twice. He will stop at first.
Catcher number 27, Dawson Diamond.
And that'll bring up Dawson Diamond. Struck out in the second. So far today, Augusta has drawn five walks. They've also been hit by two pitches. Green Jackets on top, 4-3 in the bottom of the third. On deck, Tyler Collins. Acton already won stolen base tonight, stays put here. Diamond grounds this one through into left field, a base hit. And that puts two aboard. And Diamond on his way to first, I believe, gives a little point to EJ Exposito in the Green Jackets dugout. It looked like Exposito might have been telling Diamond something about maybe the location of the pitches, the fastball down low, but Diamond turned on the first one, and Acton heads to second, Diamond on at first, two aboard with two away for Collins. We'll try and get the story from Diamond about that after the game. Had a great talk with him earlier today, just more focus on the other side of the ball. Collins steps in and takes a breaking ball for a strike. That was, wow, that pitch, 3.5 inches outside. The biggest miss of the series so far. And Collins didn't like it. Nor did the Green Jackets dugout. 0-1, checked his swing. And that one's in for a strike, and that one's outside as well. Unless they say it was on the swing. Either way, 0-2 the count here. The zone has expanded in this bottom of the third. Still do believe, though, on the balance of things, what we've seen so far, these have been two of the most consistent zones that we've seen this year. Two aboard, Augusta up one, 0-2 the count with two away to Collins. The pitch, breaking ball, flown foul down the left field line, out of play. In Atlanta right now, Braves are all over the Colorado Rockies. It is 3-0 in the bottom of the first. Travis d'Arnaud. Wow. A 474-foot home run for Travis. After throwing out a runner stealing in the first as well. Still 0-2 on TC. And the pitch fought foul. Other scores of note, the greatest rivalry in sports at Fenway Park this weekend. It was at Yankee Stadium last week. And the Red Sox, after going down 1-0, are pounding the Yankees. 4-1 in the bottom of the third at America's most beloved ballpark. Still 0-2. And the pitch fouled off again. Good at bat here from Tyler Collins, just grinding it out after a couple of close calls didn't go his way. Pirates and Brewers get underway in about 10 minutes out in Milwaukee. at American Family Field. Always wanted to go down that slide at American Family Field, whatever it's worth. 0-2. Taken just down low. Good eye by Collins. 85 mile an hour change that time. I don't think Cibrian did his pitcher any favors there. It might have been a missed spot, but he had to actually bring his glove down to nab it. So 1-2, long at bat here for Collins. 7th pitch of it upcoming. The pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-2. Just a grinding at bat, which is exactly what you want at the bottom of the order. Two pitch off the end of the bat. Number towards third. Adams tries to go to third and sliding it. Oh, they're calling him out at third. Acton was there in plenty of time. Wow. Adams tried to tap on the bag at third. Gabella is out to argue that was not even close. And both coaches are going to come out here and talk with the base umpire, Ward, because Adams went the long way to third instead of throwing to first. And Gabella gives him a piece of his mind. They'll go down as a 5 unassisted tap out on the bag at third. It could have been the bases loaded instead. We go to the top of the fourth. Augusta on top, 4-3.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from Wow for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at Huawei.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You know a soldier that should be recognized at the next Green Jackets game. Go to greenjacketsbaseball.com to nominate them today. Back up to you guys.
Owen Murphy back out to the mound for the top of inning number 4. Got another look, by the way, at that play at the end of the inning. It was a very bad missed call by the base umpire, Trey Ward, as sliding in head first to the bag was Acton. Runners were off on contact with two away. Adams tried to beat him to it and got the benefit of a call. But nonetheless, it is still a 1-0 Augusta, rather Augusta lead as we hit the top of the fourth. This is shaping up to be far and away the lengthiest game of the series so far. The Green Jackets played their fastest game of the season on Tuesday night. 4 hits, all home runs. And the rest of the team 0-22. As the Green Jackets picked up the win 4-3, and that's the score now. As Avina flies this one to deep left field, he bat flips, and that one is gone. And we're all tied up 4-4. That one was demolished. 102 miles an hour off the bat, a no-doubter from Jace Avina, his 5th of the season. Murphy had allowed 5 home runs in his previous 4 starts. And we're all tied up now 4 apiece. Vargas now to the plate. No one on and no one out. Top of the fourth, 4-4. Lucky fours here in North Augusta. First pitch grounded to short. Fielded by Tavares. Long throw. Gets him by a step.
First baseman number 11, Jesus Parra, our Miller Lite player of the game.
Just saw a video, by the way, of Travis D'Arno's home run. 474 feet. It is exactly as far as it looked. Parra next up. He grounds this one to short. Fielded by Tavares. Long throw. Fielded by Janis. 2 pitches, 2 groundouts to short.
Catcher, number 10, Jose Cibrian.
And that'll bring up Jose Cibrian, who hit into a double play to end the frame back in the second. 4-4, the score. We're all tied up. Murphy, through 3 2/3 innings so far, has given up some soft contact and then one hard hit ball that ended up over the fence. Only at 43 pitches, however, and he drops in a strike here. Some extraordinarily bad luck, by the way, for those two doubles in the first that both resulted in runs. 0-1 swung on and missed 0-2. The expected batting average on the first one, .110, a 110 expected batting average, meaning just about 10% of the time it becomes a hit. And for the second one, .160, so 16% of the time it becomes a hit. But that's baseball for you. 0-2, tipped foul, and staying alive here is Jose Cibrian. O2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Had him going in circles there. And the side is retired. Lead off home run for Avina. And three quick outs after that. It is 4-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth in North Augusta.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We're back here for the bottom of the fourth at SRP Park. We're all tied up at four apiece. A couple of interesting stories around baseball today. Spencer Horwitz, one of the Blue Jays' top 30 prospects, just got called up to the big leagues for the first time out of a small school in Virginia, Radford. But the interesting thing about him is his grandfather is Jay Horwitz, who was the long time, almost 40 years, was the Mets director of public relations. Baseball world is a small one. Top of the order up, Ambioris Tavares takes a big swing and a miss here. He has reached twice on a walk and a hit by pitch. 1-2-3 due up in this half inning. They have reached five times in their first six plate appearances. 0-1, taken to the bottom of the zone. As Tavares calls time. Well, Brewer behind the plate has certainly been giving him low, and maybe a note to Augusta hitters, and really hitters on both sides, to start swinging near the shins. Two times through the order, you get a good sense of the zone. 0-2, fastball, fought foul, 93. Meanwhile, Travis d'Arnaud has homered again. Not 474 feet this time, but hey, you take what you can get. 0-2 in the dirt. Braves are up in this one. They're up 5-0. They've exploded on Denelson Lamet, as Tavares checks the swing but goes around, and it is strike three.
First baseman Justin Jenness.
So next to the plate, Justin Janis. Two walks for him, including an RBI walk his last time up. Bottom of the fourth, we're tied up 4-4, Green Jackets and Mudcats. First pitch swinging, grounded to second. Takes a tough hop, Vargas fields, and he's over to first for the out.
Left fielder Ethan Workinger.
Ethan Workinger next to the plate. Two RBI single for him in the second. 29 runs batted in on the year. 11 home runs, the most for him in any of his career years so far. First pitch taken down low. He has hit safely now in 5 straight games and reached in 8 straight games. 1-0 outside and low. Popped out to the shortstop in the first. That 2 RBI single in the second also stole a base. Hitting 273. Very engaged at the plate right now. Hitters count 2-0. Fastball up high 3-0. Two solo home runs on Tuesday and then a 3-run homer in the first inning of Wednesday's game. He is responsible for 6 of the Green Jackets' 20 hits so far this week. 3-0, right down the pipe for a strike, 3-1. And the pitch. In the zone, barely for a strike. And the count goes full. Oof. Boy, the electronic strike zone is not doing any favors right now to the men behind the plate. Full count on Workinger, 2 away, no one on. Bottom of the fourth. Payoff pitch, taken outside and low, ball 4. And he is aboard for the second time today. And the 8th time this series. He has reached in 8 of his 16 plate appearances.
Number 32, Bryson Worrell.
That'll bring up Bryson Worrell looking for his first hit in this series. 0 for 2 today, 0 for 9, and 3 for his last 22. Batting as a lefty. First pitch, chopped over the glove of the first baseman, but the second baseman's there to play it in shallow right field. And throw to first to retire the side. A walk, one left. We head to the fifth inning, and it is 4-4. And we come back. Murphy back out to the mound.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Throw
Top of the order at the plate here in the top of inning number five. First pitch chopped softly towards third, fielded by Acton, and he throws to first. Nice play. Made it look easy. Gathered the ball with his glove going vertically and flipped it to himself for the out. You know, it really is impressive, the staying power that Gangnam Style, which is what was played between innings here, has had. We're 11 years past its release date as Lara Takes a Strike. Came out in 2012. I want to say it was the first video on YouTube to ever hit a billion views. As Lara rockets this one, but it's caught by Exposito at second on a jump, two away.
Designated hitter, Abraham Perez.
I just looked it up. It was the first ever video on YouTube to hit a billion views. It's already at 5 billion. It's one of the most viewed videos of all time. As this one is in down and away to Perez, who takes a ball. He's 0 for 2. We're all tied up at 4 in the top of the fifth. Murphy gets a couple of quick outs here to begin the frame. In fact, with 2 away in the fifth, he is only at 50 pitches. One oh, taken just inside. To a pitch waved at and missed. Perez out in front. In the winter, Perez trains with Cardenales de Lara in Venezuela, one of the more famed teams in world baseball. And this one's fought foul. It is 2-2. Also training with Cardenales de Lara is Jair Casanova, who's not in the lineup for Augusta tonight, but is part of their program in the offseason. 2-2. Chopped towards first, fielded just foul. Janice nearly grabbed that one in fair territory. Instead, it'll be another 2-2 pitch. Notable alumni of Cardenales de Lara include King Felix, Felix Hernandez, Jock Peterson as well, and Roy Halladay. 2-2. This one grounded to second. Backhanded, dropped by Exposito. He picks it up and throws to first. So a quick inning for Owen Murphy sends us to the bottom of the fifth. Couple ground outs and a line out. Bottom five coming up when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Keep on going. Do they have this win secure? They sure do. They are going to get a great prize. Thanks to our friends over at World of Beer. Back up to you guys.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth. We're all tied up at 4-4. Worley remains on the mound. He has been good so far. Augusta got all its scoring done in the second. A four-run frame, two unanswered runs since then by the Mudcats. That'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio, 0-for-1, a hit by a pitch and a run earlier today. Looking to do something no Augusta player has done this year, and that is homer in four consecutive games. Outfield and infield very deep. First pitch is down low. Celedonio not only tied for the team lead in homers, but also leads the team in walks. He is second in strikeouts. 1-0, outside and low. Watched him in batting practice today, and it's really fun to be able to focus on just one or two players. In two rounds, he hit 8 home runs on 10 pitches. 2-0, swing and a miss out in front there, 2-1. And now that might not sound like a lot, especially if you're used to watching Major League Baseball batting practice, but here in the Carolina League with younger players, that is remarkable. And he'll line this one. Oh, it's caught by the shortstop, Berrios. It almost snuck through into left field for a base hit, but a nice play by the 19-year-old at short to take away a hit, and there's one away. So some robbery from Berrios, who has been tremendous at shortstop this series. Exposito next up. He swings and misses. Got rung up on a pitch that was out of the zone his last time up. All tied up 4-4. 0-1. Taken for a strike. 0-2. Wow. That pitch was not in the same zip code as home plate. And this one bounces in there. It's 1-2.
No!
One away. 1-2 pitch. Thought foul by Exposito. Green Jackets have had just one base runner in the last inning and a third, and a walk from Workinger with two away. Last base hit came in the third. 1-2, taken upstairs. On deck is Corey Acton, who's reached twice, a single and a walk. And the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball popped. Foul. That was a hanger. A bit of a mistake pitch there from Worley, who hasn't made many of them so far today. He has been good since coming in for Viacio. 2 2/3 innings of work so far. 3 strikeouts, 2 hits, but no runs allowed. And the pitch up high. And that will load the count. Viacio, the starter today for Carolina in his second outing since being reinstated from the IL. 1 2/3 innings of work. And we'll give you the full line after this pitch. 3-2. Lined up the middle towards second. Fielded on a couple of hops by Vargas. He'll throw to first for the out. Viacio, 1 2/3 innings. 2 hits. 4 runs all earned. 5 walks. 1 strikeout. And he hit a pair as well. So he put 7 men aboard by things other than a base hit. Only 2 hits given up, but those 5 free passes and the 2 hit by pitches really did the damage. 2 away, no one on. 4-4 the score. Corey Acton, a single and a walk, takes this one low for a ball. Acton has reached in all but one of his games with the Green Jackets so far. Started off his Augusta career with a 6-game on-base streak and has followed it up with a 10-game one, and he'll line this one foul and out of play. All tied up 4-4. Murphy is going to come back out for the 6th, although there are a few people getting loose with the band in the Green Jackets bullpen. 1-1 upstairs and taken for a ball. Good news for the Mudcats as Kannapolis is up 2-0 in Kinston over Down East. Every Down East loss prolongs the Mudcats' chase for their first postseason berth since the 2010s, as this one's fouled off. It's 2-2. The Mudcats have had 4 different affiliate teams be their parent club since the last time they were in the postseason. It's been 13 years. They last reached in 2008, but of course the 2020 season did not occur. It's the longest such streak in minor league baseball. 2-2, fouled off. Elsewhere around the league, Fredericksburg is up 1-0 on Myrtle Beach, and a loss for Myrtle Beach and a win for Kannapolis tightens up the postseason push in the Carolina League South Division, with Columbia playing first place Myrtle Beach next week. 2-2 upstairs, and the count goes full. Columbia was in first place for the vast majority of this season. They find themselves 3 games back of the Pelicans coming into today, and they are trailing Fayetteville right now, as by Sunday it's very possible that we will have crowned champions for both divisions in the first half. 3-2, no one on, 2 away. Acton at the plate, the pitch. Broken bat, blooper towards center field. Shortstop Berrios gets there in time to make the catch to retire the side. So excellent defense by the shortstop in this half inning, and the Green Jackets go in order. We go to the sixth, all tied up at 4 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, you get a good look there at the bodacious figure of Jake Brock, part of the dancing drag that we have here after the fifth inning every night as the infield gets swept clean.
And get up the Jacob dancing trigger.
Owen Murphy on to the mound. When he records an out, it will officially be the longest outing of his young professional career. 5 innings of work so far for Murph. He has given up 6 hits and 4 runs, only 3 of them earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a homer. But again, a couple of those base hits, very soft ones. And the advanced data that the team gets will support that as well. So, all in all, a very solid outing for him so far. And he drops Nicasia down to a knee, who swings and misses. It's 0-1. RBI single for him in the third, 1-for-2 with a strikeout. All tied up at 4 as we enter the sixth. 0-1 pitch downstairs. That time dropping down to a knee, trying to get out of the way of the pitch. And it's 1-1. Wow, 7-0 Braves are on top right now in the, make it 8-0 Braves after 4 innings in Atlanta. As this one misses down low, it's 2-1. At Fenway Park, the Red Sox have scored 10 unanswered runs. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 10-1 over the Yankees. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, way out of sorts is Nicasia, and the count evens up at 2-2. Brewers have the bases loaded right now in the bottom of the first against the Pirates. No score there as of yet. As the Brewers could take the lead in the NL Central with a series win this weekend. 2-2. Popped up left field side, foul, and it's going to get over towards the Green Jackets bullpen and land on the berm. Other games around baseball, a real marquee matchup tonight in San Diego, with the Rays taking on the Padres, Shane McClanahan against Yu Darvish, aces of the past and the ace of the present and future. 2-2 pitch. Nub foul down the first base line at maybe an inch and a half inside the line there towards the dugout side. Already completed today in baseball. Just 1 game has gone final. The Cubs beat the Orioles 10-3. 2-2. Fouled off again. The Dodgers take on the Giants tonight with Emmett Sheehan, a top 20 prospect for the Los Angeles team, making his MLB debut at Dodgers Stadium. No one aboard. 4-4 the score here in the top of the sixth. The leadoff man, Nikoski, at the plate. 2-2. Checked his swing. They appeal, and he did not go. He awkwardly bent his wrist there trying to get out of the way of that pitch and nearly broke the plane. Instead, the count goes full. Yeah, 3-2. Fouled off. Fastball 93. Interesting Green Jackets tie-in in another late game tonight as the White Sox visit the Mariners. Michael Kopech on the mound for the White Sox, but Brian Wu is on the mound for the Mariners. He was a teammate of Jason Franks at Cal Poly. As this one misses, and it's a hard-earned leadoff walk, a 10-pitch at-bat for Nicasia as he is aboard to begin this frame.
Third baseman, number 28, Luke Adams, our Bojangles Bo batter of the game. He strikes out. Everybody gets a Bojangles Bo Berry biscuit.
That'll bring up Luke Adams, 0-1, a walk and a fly out to center field with a runner on third that did not result in a sacrifice fly, courtesy of a great defensive play by Tyler Collins. First pitch fired in for a strike by Murphy.
There's one.
Murphy hit 95 earlier today. He's been living in the low 90s this year. Pickoff throw to first to keep Nicasia honest. As up and throwing in the bullpen is Landon Harper, whose USM Eagles fell to the Tennessee Volunteers on Monday as their season ended in the Sweet 16. Swung on and missed here, 0-2 to Adams.
We want biscuits. We want biscuits.
Runner on first, and an 0-2 count to Adams. The pitch popped foul and out of play. A couple of Illinois men battling it out. Adams was committed to Michigan State. He's going to be a Spartan. And instead, drafted in the 12th round, signed instead. Still 0-2, the pitch. Thought foul towards the Green Jackets dugout, and it ricochets hard and bounces all the way back to the infield.
We want biscuits! We want biscuits!
And the 0-2. Tipped foul nearly had him chasing that rising cheddar. Really nice ascension there on that fastball from Owen Murphy. Looking for strikeout number 4. Guess you could say with Adams at the plate, small worlds. 0-2. Outside. Big secondary lead. Diamond thought about the snap,
we
throw to first. It's 1-2.
We want biscuits.
The pitch. Taken just up and away.
Biscuits, biscuits, biscuits.
And the count evens up at 2-2. Runners going. The pitch grounded through on the left side for a base hit. As hitting second is Nicasia, he is headed for third, and the throw will come in. And it's cut off by Tavares at short. The runners on the corners with no outs here in the sixth. As that'll bring up Jay Savina, who homered back in the fourth. All tied up at 4. Go ahead, run on third. Avina hitting 172, but a lot of pop in the bat. And they'll take the first pitch, just low for a ball. 1-0 in the zone for a strike, 1-1. Avina struck out looking in the first, homered in the fourth. 1-for-2, 2-for-8 on the series with 3 strikeouts. Infield at double play depth. Would trade 2 outs for the go-ahead run right now. The pitch. Missed just low. Harper looks like he is ready in the bullpen. Might be the last batter for Owen Murphy. And the 2-1 gets through Diamond's glove and goes to the backstop, and the go-ahead run comes in to score. Adams hits second and takes a big turn and will go back to the bag. So it's now 5-4 as we'll wait on the scoring for that one. But Nicasia is in to score, and the Mudcats retake the lead. Runner on second, a 3-1 count. And the pitch misses up high, ball 4. So 2 aboard and no one out, and that's going to do it for Owen Murphy. As Adams is at second, and Avina is at first. That means we'll take a break for the pitching change and come back with a scoring on that pass ball or wild pitch when we come back. 5-4, Carolina on top, 2 aboard, and no one out in the sixth.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Coming up July 22nd, one of the best nights of the year. I'm not kidding. So go ahead and get your tickets tonight for July 22nd. It's the annual Military Appreciation Night, and when those soldiers read the Army...
Back here at SRP Park for the top of inning number 6. We're 3 batters in, but no outs have been recorded. Owen Murphy's evening is done. It's the longest outing of his career, 5-plus innings of work. 3 strikeouts for him. His final line is very much in the balance. As of now, 5 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts. Maybe not the sharpest, but got a lot of soft contact. As into the game to replace him is Landon Harper. Harper has been one of the premier long relief men in the Carolina League over the course of this season. Carries a record of 4-2, 3.82 ERA. He's inherited 7 runners this season, and 3 of them have scored, and he inherits 2 more here. First and second with no one out, and Vargas at the plate. First pitch is in for a strike with a fastball. The only problem with the inherited runners stat is that it doesn't take into account. You could inherit, you know, a runner on first and 2 away, and it would show up there with the exact same value as, for example, bases loaded, no one out. Neither here nor there. 0-1. Tipped foul out of play. 13th outing of the season for Harper. 35 1/3 innings of work. 36 strikeouts to 5 walks. Been stung a bit by the long ball. Homers in his last 2 outings. 0-2. Swing and a miss at a slider in the dirt. And down on strikes goes Vargas for the first out of the inning. Last time out, 3 1/3 innings a week ago today in a Green Jackets victory. Baby. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, and a homer. Struck out 3. Before that, went 3 innings. On the Saturday in Charleston, gave up 2 hits and a solo home run. And the first pitch, fastball in for a strike to Parra. Harper has been mighty impressive this season, a whip of below 1.98, as this one is taken just upstairs, 1-1. Teams are hitting 220 off of him. 15 earned runs and 35 and a third innings of work coming into today. One won the count. 5-4, Mudcats on top, and this pitch taken just low and away. Crowd getting a little restless, perhaps wanting that call. Fouled off towards the Green Jackets dugout. It gets into the very front row. A couple fans alert to it. Made that play on the bouncer. Luke Adams at second and Jay Savina at first with a run home already in this frame and one away. 2-2 pitch. Chopped foul, almost the exact same spot. And that time, a fan with a glove made the play on the fly. Outfield shaded to center. And the infield at double play depth off the line at third is Acton by about 15 feet. Runners going for third, and we've got, I believe, possibly a pitch clock violation on Harper, and that's going to send the runner back to second, but it will put the count at 3-2 instead, and the manager, Estevez, is going to come ask about that here, because in reality, that's a pitch clock violation likely forced by the work of the man on second base, Adams, and now it looks like there's a slight problem here for Jesus Parra, and that'll bring the training staff out to check on the batter. Brooke Dieringer comes out for a conversation as it looks like they're examining the left wrist of Parra in the box. Dawson Diamond taking some time to go out and chat with Landon Harper. The Mudcats got two runs in the first, a run in the third, a run in the fourth, and then one in the sixth. Five runs on seven hits so far. The Green Jackets got all four of their runs this evening in inning number two.
2 hours later.
As Parra is going to remain in the game here after a consult with the manager and the trainer. So a full count with runners on first and second and one away. We'll see if they send the runners. They do not. 3-2, swung on and missed. He goes around, tries to hold up, and cannot. And that is back-to-back strikeouts for Harper since coming into the game. And there's two away. Had him leaning out in front. And that'll bring up the nine-man, Jose Cibriano, for two, a double play and a strikeout for him tonight. And the first pitch nubbed softly to first. Janis will underhand to Harper. And Landon Harper comes in to strand two runners on base. He gets all three outs in the fifth. And the Green Jackets strand a pair. We go to the bottom of the frame. Green Jackets now down by a score of 5-4.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Your other left.
Bottom of the sixth here in North Augusta.
Evan.
Augusta trailing 5-4.
All right, Evan. Unfortunately, we got to call time on that. He did not quite get warm enough. So for his sorrows, we're going to give him a half pint of ice cream. Thanks to Sweet Moosey Ice Cream. Nice job, Evan.
In the
nice
sixth inning in Atlanta right now, it is 8-0. Braves about to clinch a series split against the Rockies. So far today, three home runs of 430 feet or more. Two for Travis d'Arno and one for Eddie Rosario. All off of Denelson Lamet. Dawson Diamond in to lead it off. 8-9-1 for Augusta this half inning. Diamond singled his last time up and takes a strike on the outside corner. Worley remains on the mound. Mentioned that he is good at going long distances already so far today. 3 1/3 innings of work. 0-1 breaking ball misses away. 1-1. Diamond a single and a strikeout today. Collins on deck. A walk and an unassisted ground out to third that perhaps should have been assessed differently by the umpiring crew. It's one of those times where this league is really hurt by having just the two umpires as the ball bounces onto the field out in left. There's a spare ball in left field right now, but the umpires haven't noticed it, and it's going to be a 2-1 pitch here with a loose ball in left. And now Franks in the bullpen will go out and grab it with a 2-2 count. Braves up 8-0. Brewers on top 3-1. They got three in the bottom of the first out in the great city of Milwaukee. 2-2. Checked his swing, taken outside, and the count goes full. That was a pretty good frame job by Cibrian as well, and got a little appreciative tap there from Diamond, catchers and catchers. 3-2 pitch, tipped foul. The most shocking scoreline of the night, undoubtedly, at Fenway Park, 13-1. The Red Sox are on top in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2 in the dirt, ball four. Diamond earns himself a walk to lead off the inning. Second time on base today, he has now walked in four consecutive games.
Center fielder Tyler Collins.
The Red Sox right now through four innings at the plate, 13 runs on 13 hits. Not sure what more you could want out of a performance in a rivalry game than that. Tyler Collins next to the plate, infield in at the corners as Collins takes a ball. That one bounces in. And we do see an arm start to get loose in the bullpen for the Mudcats. Not throwing to a catcher, but throwing those plyo balls, those weighted balls. The Green Jackets, 10 homers in their last six games. The most home runs of any team in the league with 54. 1-0. Taken for a strike. In the bottom of the zone, 1-1. Seven home runs this series. The Mudcats had only allowed 30 on the season before coming into SRP Park. The 1-1. Flown foul down the left field line and out of play. Diamond leading off of first. Augusta down 5-4. 1-2 to Collins. Fastball taken up and away, and the count evens up. On deck on Bioris Tavares, who has reached twice today. 2-2 now to TCU at an excellent at bat his last time up. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him on a disappearing changeup down in the dirt at 85. One away in the bottom of the sixth. Tavares so far today, a strikeout, a hit by pitch, and a walk. The Green Jackets 4-9 in the month of June. In the month of May, they went 18-9. They've already equaled their loss total from the entire second month of the year. First pitch fouled off by Tavi, and it's 0-1. A loss, by the way. The next loss for the Mudcats will equal their highest loss total in a single month this season as well. These two teams not enjoying the month of June so far. Tavares takes the ball. It's 1-1. Augusta really lamenting the lack of southpaws in the Mudcats bullpen as well. Augusta hits .249 against lefties and just .205 against righties. Diamond leading off the first. He's going. Breaking ball taken away. Throw to second. Not in time, and Diamond turns on the Jets for a stolen base. He really dug that one out, and he lost his helmet sliding in head first. Got a great pitch to run on as well, and he advances into scoring position. Pitch was a ball, and it's 2-1. First stolen base of the season for Dawson Diamond. Got an excellent jump and a great pitch to run on. As Tavares awaits the 2-1 pitch with a tying run on second and one away. Worley delivers. Swung on and missed, 2-2. The second stolen base of Diamond's career. He has a success rate of 100%. Playing in his 92nd career minor league game. He gets his second stolen base. 2-2 on Tavares. Infield very deep. Outfield medium depth. And the pitch taken. Oh, called. Strike three at the knees. That one missed the zone as well.
First baseman Justin Chavez.
Man, some real tough strike threes that have been called against Augusta batters today. But that will put two away for Justin Janis. Two walks, but I believe he will be doing it against a different pitcher. Although now, the pitching coach will let the glove remain on the hands of Worley. We're seeing an arm warm up rapidly down the line. And the umpire comes out to break it up. Dawson Diamond led off the inning with a walk. Tyler Collins struck out swinging. Tavares rung up on a backwards K. Diamond stole second during Tavares' at-bat. So he is on second, representing the tying run here in the bottom of the sixth. 5-4 the score as we approach the 9 o'clock hour. The game was over on Tuesday night, 5 minutes from now. And we're approaching inning number 7. Janis at the plate. Two walks and a ground out. First pitch taken low. He gets his second look at Worley. A single ties the game, most likely. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fooled him in the dirt, and it's 1-1. RBI walk for Janis in the second. That got the Green Jackets on the board. Excuse me, that actually tied the game before Ethan Werkinger drove home a pair. And Werkinger is on deck right now, having reached twice. The 1-1. Line towards left field. Softly, it's going to drop in for a base hit. Diamond being waved around. The throw from left field comes to second, and it's an RBI single from Janis to tie the game at 5. Another multi-hit game for the Green Jackets, leader in multi-hit games, and a multi-RBI game as well for Justin Janis, who is aboard at first Scratch that, a multi-RBI game. He's reached three times, but two of them were walks. The fifth multi-RBI game of the year for Janis. And we're all tied up at five. Ethan Werkinger at the plate. First pitch fouled off. Werkinger, a two RBI single and a walk today. Also a pop out in the first. 5-5 now the score. A one. Taken to the bottom of the zone, 0-2. Worley, four complete innings as of now, trying to go 4 1/3 in retiring Werkinger. 5-5 the score, 0-2 with Janis on first. The pitch, swing and a miss, and he does get him, puts him away for strikeout number 6 on the day. Great outing for Tyler Worley, if that is indeed it, as he strikes out the side in inning number 6, although he does give up the tying run. We're all tied up at 5, courtesy of Justin Janis' RBI single. And we head to the 7th for the tie ball game. Back in a moment here in North Augusta.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the seventh inning, and we're all tied up 5-5. Mudcats and Green Jackets here on a Friday night. Top of the order due up, and leading it off is Berrios, 2-for-3, a single and a double. First pitch strike from Landon Harper, who came in to retire the side, meaning Owen Murphy's line is complete. We'll give it to you in a second. The 0-1 tipped foul off of Diamond's mask, and it goes to the backstop. Harper gets the sign from Diamond, the 0-2 pitch. Just got a piece of it, fouled off. The final line for Owen Murphy. He goes 5-plus innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a homer. Could have been worse. He stranded 2 runners, or rather he left the game with 2 runners aboard. 0-2, checked his swing. They appealed to first, and the base umpire, Trey Ward, says he held up. Would say that, you know, Murphy should buy Harper a beer for stranding those pair of runners, but Murphy's only 19. 1-2, chopped to third. Acton fields it on a hop. Long throw across the diamond in time. Janis makes a nice stretch for the out.
Center fielder, Luis Lara.
That'll bring up Luis Lara. Another two-hit game for him. A double and a single. Drove home the first run of the game on a blooper into center field. Speaking of blooper, 3 weeks from today, the Braves mascot blooper will be in the house. Also, Faith and Family Night that evening at the ballpark. Lara tips this one foul. Lara, one of the top 15 prospects in this organization, just 5'9", 151, and I think both of those measurements might be on the generous side. Switch hitter batting left. We've only seen him from the left side. And he'll line this one in the left field line. It's a fair ball. It slices all the way into the corner. It hit the chalk. Lara will hit second. He loses his helmet and will be content with a second double of the game.
Designated hitter, Amir Perez.
Lara is now 5-for-8 with a walk this series. And he is now 12 for his last 23 with 9 walks. He has reached in 65% of his at-bats over the last week and a half. And he represents the go-ahead run on second. 5 total bases for him now as this one's fought foul by Perez, 0-for-3. Yesterday, every single Mudcat recorded a hit. 8 hits now in the game for Carolina today. The bottom of the order, however, is 0-for-8. Got to get through the heart of the order first to get there, though. The 0-1. Flown into shallow left field, perhaps coming back in towards the infield. Tavares drifts out, working or coming in. And Tavares drops the ball. It goes right off the palm of his glove. And staying at first safely is Perez. As that'll be the 14th error of the season on Tavares. Just in and out of the palm of the glove. Staying at second is Luis Lara. One away, first and second now for Nicosia. A walk, a run, a single, and an RBI, along with a strikeout. First pitch in for a strike to the switch hitter. A one. Grounded fair down the first baseline. This is trouble. Lara hits third. They're waving him home. It gets all the way to the corner. One run is in. Here comes the second run as digging for third is Nicosia, and he is there without a throw. A bases clearing two RBI triple has restored the lead to the Mudcats, and they take a 7-5 advantage here in the top of the
third
seventh.
Baseman, Luke Adams, our Bojangles bullpen are in the game.
Diamond comes out to the mound here to visit with Harper. Lara and Perez both in to score as the topsy-turvy game continues here. The Green Jackets tied it up in the bottom of the sixth, and it's now a two-run lead as the infield comes in as time is called here by the umpires, and now everything will get back in order. Adams so far today has reached twice, a walk and a single. And once again, time is called here as Harper wanted a new ball. Tavares' 14th error ties him for second in all of minor league baseball. And the first pitch here cranked but foul down the line and left, and it hits off one of the umbrellas. It is noteworthy as well that of the top 15 players who have been charged with errors this year, as this one swung on and missed, it's 0-2.
We want
11 of the 15, rather 12 of the 15 of them are either shortstops or third basemen. So clearly, some of that comes with the territory. The pitch, line towards right. Worrell going back to his left. He dives and it gets over his glove. One run is in to score. Adams hits second. He is chugging for third, and he will get there standing up. Well, now he slides at the very end, and it's back-to-back triples, and the lead increases here as that makes it a three-run ball game, now 8-5.
Left fielder, Jason Mina.
Now a three-run cushion for the Mudcats. As Jay Savina swings and misses here, a homer, a walk, and a strikeout, all three true outcomes in the first couple of plate appearances for him today. And this one line to left, base hit, no one's close to it as the shift was on, and Adams in to score, and it's an RBI double for Avina, and the inning and game are rapidly unraveling here at SRP Park. Four runs in to score as Wes McGuire comes out for a mound visit here. A double, an error, a triple, and a double. Four extra base hits in the frame. And it's gone from a very manageable 5-5 ball game to now 9-5 in favor of the visitors.
Does everyone have their Lunchables right after the game tonight? You might be aware of a $100 scarf for our friends at Dave and Buster's. That's coming up after the game tonight. Get your Lunchables over by this fan table. By the way, kids. Jeremy Martin.
Runner on second for Vargas, and he lines this one towards the alley in left center field, and that's in for a base hit. Another run will score. Vargas is heading for second. The throw in is offline, and he dives in safely. And it's an RBI double, and it's now a five-run inning and still just one away with five extra base hits for the Mudcats in the frame.
First baseman, Jesus Parra.
Oh, and won the count here on Parra, runner on second, a man up and warming in the pen for Augusta. This one misses down and away.
We could do Janice for the guy, just maybe just three times. I already have it.
The 1-1, swung on and missed. Green Jackets had not given up six runs in an inning all season, and then all of a sudden June came and they are a run away here from giving up six runs in an inning for the fourth time in 14 games. One, two. Brought down but taken for a ball. 2-2 now the count. And this one lined again to left center field. They're going to wave the runner home. Collins picks it up. The throw coming into the plate is not in time. And diving in with the sixth run of the inning is Vargas. It's an RBI single for Parra, as seven consecutive men have reached base in the seventh inning. And that's going to do it for Harper with 6 runs home and counting here. It is 11-5. Mudcats are exploding all over the Green Jackets here in the top of the frame. Pitching change, we'll take a break here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back here in the top of the seventh as the eighth man of the inning, Jesus Parra stands on first with the ninth man of the frame, Jose Cibrian, at the plate. 6 runs already home as Chad Bryant is in the game, replacing Landon Harper, whose final line will be determined in a couple of outs perhaps. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Bryant fields it. He throws to second for one. On to first. He did it again. For the second time this week, Chad Bryant has come into a ballgame with a runner on first and thrown one pitch to get 2 outs to retire the side. He has now recorded 4 outs this week on 2 pitches. Way to go, CB. We'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch.
Get on your feet, sing along with a baseball classic. Take me out to the ballgame. Augusta Chiropractic offers an affordable, painless, drug-free approach to treating back pain, neck pain, headaches, and car accident injuries. For more information, contact them at 803-599-5902 or visit their website at northaugustachiropractic.com.
Nationwide is a proud partner of Minor League Baseball.
When life throws you a curveball, Nationwide's protection knocks it out of the park. They really go to bat for you.
Those puns are going to swing.
And we got some special announcements we'd like to share with you. Happy anniversary, Craig and Merritt Priest. Love, Kristen. And a happy 44th anniversary to Audrey and Curtis Butler. And a happy early Father's Day, Chris Lowe. Happy Father's Day. Leading off with the Green Jackets, Derek Lane, Frank Miller, Bryson Worrell.
Back here in the bottom of the seventh in a game that has spiraled a little bit out of control here. as Bryson Worrell steps in and takes a ball. On the mound now is Shane Smith, the big righty out of Danvers, Massachusetts. The 1-0, chopped towards first, fielded on a bounce by the first baseman Parra. He throws to the covering pitcher for the out.
And as he had a call to the bullpen, but Bobcats, number 22. Shane Smith,
the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon, also pitched at the prep level in Massachusetts for Govs, Governor's Academy.
Jeremy Solotonio.
Jeremy Solotonio next to the plate, hit by a pitch, also lined out sharply to short. And he'll take the first one for a strike, 95 from the flamethrower Smith. Getting his first action in the pen this week. Misses away here, 1-1. Smith was the closer at Wake Forest in the 2020 year, as this one's grounded to third. Bobbled a bit by Adams. Long throw across the diamond is in time, as falling down is Parra to make the play.
Second baseman, E.J. Exposito.
And quickly, two away here in the seventh.
Yeah.
Well, I am always fond of seeing pitchers from Massachusetts. Danvers, Mass, about 25 minutes from where I grew up. Exposito at the plate will take this one for a strike. 17th appearance of the year for Smith, 4-3 record, also three saves on the year. And this one in for a strike at 95. Really good strikeout numbers, 15 strikeouts per 9 innings, 49 Ks to just 9 walks. 0-2, take and called, strike 3, make it 50 Ks to 9 walks as the side is retired in order on another tough call. 8th inning coming up, 11-5 with the visiting Mudcats on top here from North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
What a great
ride. Chad Bryant remains in the game here in inning number 8, and it is number 8, the leadoff man, back to the plate for the fifth time through the order, Gregory Berrios. He is 2-for-4, a single, a double, and 2 groundouts to third. 11 runs on 13 hits for the Mudcats, as this one's fouled off. The Green Jackets gave up the most hits in a game this season yesterday with 14 allowed. They have now given up 13 today, which is the second most. They'd only given up 12 in a game before that. So the Mudcats, in the last, about 26 hours, have really pieced up this Green Jackets pitching staff. 1-1, popped up. Right side of the mound, first baseman Janice calling for it. Bryant will give way, and he makes the catch. Bryant has been really good this week. Got a one-pitch double play lineout on Tuesday night, which was instrumental in the Green Jackets picking up the victory. Got a one-pitch double play, ground out, 1-4-3, one of the more difficult double plays to turn, back in the seventh. As of right now, he has recorded 5 outs on 4 pitches. Obviously not sustainable over a longer period of time, but great for the time being. Lara at the dish, one away, 11-5 the score. Working on a 3-for-4 ball game, and he takes this one in the dirt. 2 doubles and a single for Luis Lara. And you have to begin to wonder, yes, he missed some time with an injury, but his average now 325, 2-1 pitch down and in, 3-1. You wonder if they will keep him here for the full season, as they did with Jackson Churio last year. Or if maybe a midsummer move to Appleton, Wisconsin could be in the works. 3-1 pitch in the zone, 3-2. Lara not quite as toolsy as Churio, although few are. But he lines this one to left for another base hit. A 4-hit ball game for Luis Lara. 2 doubles and 2 singles. The hit tool is certainly there for Luis Lara. And he is aboard with one away. Second 4-hit game of the season. First in exactly a month. Did the same against Kannapolis, as this one's flown to right center field. Collins going over, Worrell covering a lot of ground as well, but it'll be the center fielder, TC, who makes the grab, 2 away. Lara, without a homer in the last month, and that power is not really a part of his game just yet. Of course, he is still very young. Just 18 years of age, won't turn 19 till November. And needs a little bit of time to get stronger, but he really does use the whole field extraordinarily well. As he is on first base right now with Nicosia, a triple, a single, and a walk at the dish. This one misses down and in, and the count is 1-1. 2 away, 11-5 the score. Harper's line is done. We'll give it to you now, but not pretty. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. An inning and a third. 6 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 2 strikeouts. He did leave 2 men on base when he entered the game, but also left a man on base, bequeathed it to Bryant, who ended up getting the out. And the pitch caught on and missed. Strike 3. So Bryant's impressive stretch continues as he retires the side, gives up a hit, and nothing else. Bottom of the eighth coming up, Acton, Diamond, Collins to the plate when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You guys, the baseball is under bid number 1. You are correct. Congratulations. You
You win absolutely nothing, but thanks for playing. Leading off for the Green Jackets, third baseman Corey Acton.
Back here in the bottom of the eighth, Corey Acton in to lead off the frame. One for two, a single, a walk, and a pop out. Green Jackets down by six, 11-5. Acton now hitting an even 250. First pitch, checked his swing. They appeal, he did not go. Fouled off 1-1. Smith remains on the mound. One one. In for a strike on the outside corner. So Shane Smith on the mound was both a closer and a starting pitcher. Redshirted his freshman year, had his redshirt freshman year shortened by COVID, as this one swung on and missed. Acton goes down on strikes. And then in his second redshirt freshman year, because of the COVID year, ended up getting injured after just two appearances, but ended up signing instead with the Brewers. And that has been something of a trend. The Brewers are really willing to take the gamble on college arms to end up helping them along in their rehab process. The Sunday starter, Will Childers, same story. 2 years at UGA, injury shortened and COVID shortened. 1-0 to Diamond. Upstairs, 2-0. Breaking ball, misses outside, 3-0. Diamond, a single and a walk today. He's been getting on base at a real nice clip this month. Smith on the mound out of Govs, one of the prep schools in the ISL out in Massachusetts, as this one checked, swinged. It's a strike, 3-1. One of the top prospects in the Northeast and had offers from Notre Dame, Clemson, BC, and Northwestern, amongst others. And this pitch swung on and missed. It's 3-2. Payoff pitch, tied him up, swung on, and missed. So a couple of strikeouts here to begin this frame for Smith.
Center bring up Tyler Collins.
First pitch to Collins, taken low for a ball. Green Jackets down 11-5 here in the eighth. 1-0, nubbed off the plate and foul. Interesting note about Smith, his dad played at GW for the Colonials underneath Tom Walter. And 25 years later, Smith got to play under Tom Walter down in North Carolina for the Demon Deacons. One one, breaking ball swung on and missed. 1-2. The pitch taken, called, strike three on the outside corner, and Smith strikes out the side. We'll go to the ninth.
All right, Panthers.
With four straight strikeouts in the book for Shane Smith. Augusta down at six. Chad Bryant back out to the mound when we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for.
Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Chad Bryant back out here for inning number 9. Green Jackets trailing in this one by a score of 11-5.
Don't forget to get your Lunchables. Chance to win some great prizes after the game, including a $100 power card to Dave & Buster's. Head over to the spin table by the main gate to purchase your Lunchables.
Bryant on the mound, an inning and two-thirds for him, excuse me, with a strikeout on 15 pitches. Luke Adams will be leading it off, fifth time through the order. As for the second straight day, the Mudcats have 14 hits in the game. They're up to 43 hits on the series. For comparison, the Green Jackets are at 19.
Third baseman, our Bojangles bullpen of the game, Luke Adams.
Luke Adams drove home a run with a triple, although who didn't in that seventh inning? He is 2-for-3, a triple, a single, and a walk, and his only flyout was nearly a productive one as well. It's been a great day at the plate. I mean, only one player has not registered a hit. As Adams swings and misses here. Well, actually, two players have not registered a hit. Perez reached on an error and scored in the seventh, and Cibrian has two double plays and a strikeout in the 9 hole. Everyone else, though, has recorded at least one hit. As a team, Carolina 7-for-16 with runners in scoring position. 5 multi-hit games already in this one, as this one's bounced up 3-1. 2 hits for Berrios, 4 for Lara, 2 for Nicasia, 2 for Adams, and 2 for Jay Savina, including the game's only homer. Three-one, inside, and that's ball 4. Leadoff walk, so he has now reached 4 times. Once again, Carolina extraordinarily hard to strike out. They have been the toughest team to strike out in the league this year. They have struck out just 6 times today. They don't take a ton of walks. They're still in the upper half of the league in base on balls, as this one's tipped into the glove, but frankly, you don't need to take a lot of walks when you are recording 14 hits for the second straight night. This one in for a strike. It's 0-2. Avina homered, solo shot in the fourth. That tied the game up at 4-4. And well, since that point, it has been a 7-1 ball game in favor of the Mudcats. 0-2 in the dirt. Bryant has looked more and more comfortable on the mound the last couple of weeks. Another pitcher who missed time last year with an injury. The 1-2 popped up, right side of the infield going foul and out of play. And Bryant had a couple of rough outings early on in the year. And of course, for any pitcher recovering from a major injury, it takes a little bit of time. No matter how many backfield games you play in, no matter how many simulated ABs and live BPs you face, it's different getting up there in front of a crowd. 1-2, taken down and away, 2-2. Bryant had a rocky outing against Kannapolis a month ago, and since then has been really, really good. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. As if to prove the point, Bryant strikes out his second batter.
Got him!
For out number 1 here in the 9th. Bryant did get dinged with a loss against the Charleston River Dogs 13 days ago. First pitch here inside, not by much, to Vargas, who is 1-for-4, an RBI double for him his last time up. Bryant misses low and away. 2-0 taken outside, 3-0. Green Jackets led 4-2 after two innings. It was all tied up at 4 after the fourth. It was tied up at 6, rather 5 after the sixth. This one's in the zone. The count goes full. And then the sixth run, seventh, was the real danger issue, obviously. And 11-5 is where we stand now. Three-two, chop towards third. Acton backhands to second for one, defers, double play. Bryant does it again. He induces his third double play of the week. And the scoreless ninth inning. Two and a third innings for Chad Bryant. And we go to the bottom of the ninth when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
What are we supposed to do after all that we've been through?
Bottom of the ninth. Here at SRP Park, Green Jackets sinking towards yet another loss in the month of June. Augusta came into today with a home record of 13-20, which is, well, goes to say, not great. Although, and I've waited this long to bring this up on the broadcast because it's a bit of an easy way out. The Green Jackets have faced the hardest schedule in the Carolina League by a wide margin, and it isn't particularly close. And we'll give you the numbers behind that as this ninth inning ticks on. Tavares in to lead it off. He is 0-2, two strikeouts, a walk, and a hit by pitch, and he'll take a ball here. The Green Jackets have played two series against the Carolina League North as the 1-0 is taken upstairs 2-0. In those two series, they have been matched up with the first place team, the Downeast Wood Ducks, who are on their way to a division title in all likelihood. 2-0 in for a strike, 2-1. And now they get six games against the Carolina Mudcats, who, yes, they were slumping when they came to town, but they were still in second place in the division. 2-1 in the dirt, 3-1. The Green Jackets also played three series against first place Myrtle Beach in the Carolina League South. Two series against Columbia in second place and two against Kannapolis as Tavares will draw a walk. He reaches for the third time today.
First baseman Justin Chiganez.
The Green Jackets come into today having played the fewest games against teams below 500 of any team below AA. Augusta has played 12 of their 61 games against a team that is 500 or below. As this one's in for a strike. Rather, actually below 500, not 500 or below 500. The teams the Green Jackets have played this year are a combined 33 games over 500. As the 0-1 taken outside by Janice 1-1. And the teams that the Green Jackets have not played yet this year, Fayetteville, Lynchburg, Delmarva, Salem, and Fredericksburg, 24 games below 500 combined. 1-1, flown foul down the line and left. So a real tough scheduling portion. And of course, obviously, the Green Jackets have lost some games to those good teams that has made those teams' records better. But Augusta has not played Fayetteville yet this year. 1-2 is cut on and missed, strike three. Fifth strikeout of the game already for Smith here, looking to lock down a nine-out save. And Augusta has not played the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth place teams in the Carolina League North. They have managed to have a schedule that has been comprised 75% of the first and second place teams in each division. Swung on and missed here by Workinger as there's one on, one away in the bottom of the ninth. 11-5 the score. Workinger has reached twice, a single and a walk. Drove in two more. 9 RBI in this series. And this one's grounded to short. It could do it. Berrios to second to first. Ball game over. And it is a dominant 11-5 win for the Mudcats. Came back a couple of times to tie the game, but then used a 6-run seventh to wrap up the contest on this Friday night. Second straight win for Carolina, whose postseason hopes remain alive, but barely, as the first half of the season ticks towards its conclusion. We will enter our brief here post-game show, the Easy Go post-game show on this Friday night. Green Jackets got 4 runs in the second inning, got 1 run in the remaining 8 frames of the ball game. As the save in this one will go to the man who entered in the bottom of inning number 7, Shane Smith, who will pick up his 4th save of the year. The win in this one will go to Worley, who was terrific, pitching a bulk of the game. He'll improve to 5-3. He does really well to pick up that victory. The loss in this one will go to Owen Murphy. Now they're giving it to Landon Harper, rather, instead in inning number 7, who gave up those 6 runs that untied the game at that point. Harper falls to 4-3. Smith picks up the save. Multi-hit games for 5 players on the visiting Mudcats. 2 for Berrios, 4 for Lara, 2 each for Nicasia, Adams, and Avina. No multi-hit games for Augusta. Multi-RBI nights for Workinger and Janice. That'll do it for us here. Every Green Jackets player, save for Celedonio, struck out at least once, with Exposito, Diamond Collins, and Tavares all striking out twice. Tomorrow, 6:05 start time, with Rudy going up against Shoemaker, as Will Rudy makes the start, 5th rounder in last year's draft. That'll do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Mudcats will look for a 3rd straight win. Green Jackets can try and secure a series split with a victory.